Hi there, welcome to Podcast Steve's Radio Archives. I'm your host, Podcast Steve Lubetkin. So in the Radio Archives series of programs, what we do is bring you some of the recordings that I've squirreled away in my reel-to-reel tape archives. We've digitized all of the reels of tape from the golden years of prehistoric radio, when things were analog, not digital. And let me set this one up for you. In 1976, around June of that year, Robbie Benson and Glynis O'Connor appeared in a movie adaptation of Bobby Gentry's song, Ode to Billy Joe. The movie was widely panned by the critics, and it's sort of a cult classic, I guess, today. There are a few people who remember it, but many people don't realize that the movie contained a lot of what we now call Easter eggs. Now, Easter eggs are these hidden references that you find sometimes in computer software or computer games. If you press just the right keystroke sequence, you get some kind of a reward with something that's hidden in the program. Well, for me, there were a lot of hidden Easter eggs in the movie Ode to Billy Joe, and they were all references to other Bobby Gentry songs. Now, I knew this because for a short period of time in the early 70s, we did some musical recordings in my parents' basement in Oceanport, New Jersey, that included performances by one of Bobby Gentry's siblings. And in the course of that relationship, I got a personally delivered collection of Bobby Gentry albums, so I became very familiar with her music. And being familiar with her music and seeing the movie, I said, oh my God, there's all these secret references, and nobody ever wrote about them. So after I saw the movie in August of 76, I went back into the studio at WMCX Radio, where I was a DJ at Monmouth University. It was Monmouth College back then. And I did a very brief afternoon special, completely broke the format of the progressive rock radio station by playing Bobby Gentry records for about half an hour, and pointed out all of the different Easter egg references to Bobby Gentry songs that appeared in this movie. I've dug that particular air check out of the archives, and for those of you who are Bobby Gentry fans, hope you enjoy this. Here at WMCX, take time for something out of the ordinary anyway. A couple nights ago I saw a movie, and there are not too many movies these days that are being made from songs. The reason I wanted to see the movie is that, well, it goes back to 1967 when a young lady came out of the South and came up on the charts with a smash hit called Ode to Billy Joe. Young lady's name, of course, Bobby Gentry, and I had the good fortune while he was stationed here at Fort Monmouth to meet Bobby Gentry's brother, Bob Streeter. And naturally, his sister came up in conversations many times. One of the things that came up was the song Ode to Billy Joe. And song basically, according to Bobby Gentry's brother, as I remember it, dealt with a love affair that was prohibited by the parents involved, the parents of the two young people. The movie was completely different from at least my memory of the real meaning of the song, the real story behind Billy Joe McAllister. And it has piqued my curiosity, I have to say, because I really want to know. You know, at the end of the movie, naturally, they have the little titles that say the events in this photoplay are fictitious. Well, are the events really fictitious? I'm going to investigate, and I promise you'll be the first to know when I do find out what really happened to Billy Joe McAllister. One of the things the movie did, besides making the hit song Ode to Billy Joe a hit again, is to incorporate some other influences that Bobby Gentry used in her music.
and only people who are familiar with her music would be aware of these influences. I wanted to point out a couple of these influences in the next few minutes. We'll start off with the biggest influence of them all.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. Y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. Just jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday? Apple pie, you know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? He said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. They married Becky Thompson. They bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round. Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge. Drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
The movie Ode to Billy Joe would have us believe that the item being thrown off the Tallahatchie Bridge by Billy Joe and Bobby Lee Hartley and Billy Joe McAllister was a small rag doll, belonged to Bobby Lee Hartley. The rag doll, even on its own, shows up in Bobby Gentry's music. Ragdoll was named Benjamin, and known only to, as I say, people familiar with the music, would they realize that the friend, as good as Benjamin, is another facet of Bobby Gentry's work.
All alone, he lost his family in 49. Benjamin took me to San Diego, guess we caused quite a commotion. Sailing Pacific Ocean water and calling it seaweed wine. I never had as good a friend as Benjamin. He loved to travel, he'd been every place I've been.
Who hasn't released a new album since about 1971, perhaps the words of the song Fancy are even appropriate to a reference to the song Ode to Billy Joe. And Bobby Gentry says, "Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down," and goes into the studio to re-record Ode to Billy Joe for the soundtrack of the movie. Makes you kind of wonder, perhaps this is her last chance.
I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room rundown shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. And then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that was split on the side, cleaned up to my hips. We
It was red velvet trim and it fit me good. And staring back from the looking glass was a woman where a hat grew kid and stood. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, please. But if you want out, well, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, your mom's gonna help you move uptown. That little bit of perfume on my neck, and she kissed my cheek, and I saw the tears well up in the troubled eyes when she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack, and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. Your paw's running off, and I'm real sick, and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? And just be nice to the gentleman, Fancy, and they'll be nice to you. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. But if you want out, well, it's up to you. Now get on that girl, you better start moving uptown. Well, that was the last time I saw my ma. Then I left that rickety shack, cause the welfare people came and took the baby. Mom died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate had started to turn, and me, there was no way out. And it wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mom had been talking about. Do, but I made myself a solemn vow that I was going to be a lady someday, though I didn't know when. I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. I might have been born just plain white trash, but Fancy was my name. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Long after a benevolent man took me in off the street, and 1 week later I was pouring his tea in a five-room hotel suite.
Yes, you were.
Well, I charmed a king, a congressman, and an occasional aristocrat, and I got me a Georgia mansion in an elegant New York townhouse flat, and I ain't done that. Hypocrites that would call me bad and criticize my mama for turning me out, no matter how little we had. And though I ain't had to worry about nothing for now, 15 years, I can still hear the desperation in my poor mama's voice ringing in my ear. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. And I guess she did.
This is from the Mennonite Churches.
Returning to the music of Bobby Gentry for just a little bit longer. It seems ironic that the troubles which befall Billy Joe McAllister in Ode to Billy Joe come as a result of his participation in the drunken brawling and wild carousing that comes at the time of the Okolona River Bottom Jamboree. And it's a touch ironic that in the music of Bobby Gentry, it's well known that there isn't a soul within the confines of the area that sends people to the Okolona River Bottom Jamboree. There's no one who would not like to play in the Okolona River Bottom Band.
La la.
like to be in the Oklahoma River Bottom Band.
At the point in the movie Ode to Billy Joe, where Bobby Lee's father's truck is run off the bridge by three wild redneck drunks, it's the best way to describe them. Immediately following that point, Bobby Lee has fallen in love with Billy Joe, and sitting on the back fender of the destroyed pickup truck, while the Ace Insurance man tallies up the total damage.
Two men sitting in straight back chairs, feet propped up on the railing, sitting in front of the country store, discussing how the crops are failing. About that time, a car drove by with the Ace Insurance bumper sticker. Well, that must be the man been courting Abel. He's something of a city slicker. Do you reckon he's going up to see Abel? You know where daddy went to maybe this day. Man, and mama's been in Arkansas with her A and Paul. Oh, ain't nobody home that way. What I say, but if you won't say it, I can. She ain't got no business alone with that Ace Insurance man.
Why, they just no caring what.
People ought to keep an eye on their kids. You remember about Abby McGinnis? Well, I'd like to kill them all when she found out about it. Course, I know it ain't none of my business, but well, if it was me. If it was me, it might be too late and it would be a pity. Better call up the sheriff in Calhoun City and have the preacher organize a investigating committee to see what's going on.
Yes, sir. And we better
hurry. Tearing down the road in a pickup truck with Begley out taking the lead, followed by a tractor and a half-lane mule that's flying as a pickup speed. Ace is beaming goodness in the jaw set hard, good people just doing what's right. Off in the distance was Abel's house and wasn't a soul in sight. Oh, I could have told you. Now the gravel was flying as it turned the bend, and screeched to a grinding halt. They went through the fence into the flower bed and hit Paul's first prize hog in the head and left half a dozen mama's chickens for dead, but it wasn't nobody's fault. Committee bounded on the front porch to meet the enemy face to face. When Abel yelled at him through the screen door, y'all messed up my daddy's place. In her hand she waved the policy, said with the Mona Lisa grin, we all timed that one just about right, cause the ace done struck again.
At WMCX-FM in West Long Branch, we spent a few minutes with a Chickasaw County child, Bobby Gentry.
Just outside of Delphi country, where the bitter weeds grow and wild. Born 7 miles outside of Woodland, Chickasaw County child. Papa done brung us some peppermint candy. Mama fixed a custard pie. Bought her a store-bought doll from Jackson. She's the apple of everyone's eye. Chickasaw County child, it's gonna be okay. Chickasaw County child, you gonna be somebody someday. Checking feet sack good through the ring from a Cracker Jack box. Shuffling on down that gravel road, barefooted and chunking rocks. Mama said, look at your dumpling, you go far, cause you got style. Ain't nothing in this world gonna hold up that Chickasaw County child. Chickasaw County child, it's gonna be okay. Chickasaw County child, you're gonna be somebody someday. Leaving the county a week from Monday, ain't got much to get. 10 can of black stripes for the molasses and mama's almanac. Mama done made a brand new dress and a blue polka dotted silk.
It's 29 minutes after 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and at this time, WMCX concludes its broadcast day. We're sorry to inconvenience you, but the heat is going to be going up. This is WMCX-FM in West Long Branch. Good afternoon.
Yeah, okay, so I suppose that deserves a word of explanation. It turns out, and I didn't remember this until I listened to the air check again, that the air conditioning failed in the Monmouth College Student Center, where the headquarters of WMCX was at the time. And we were on the third floor of that building. It was becoming extremely hot in the late afternoon, or early afternoon, as the time indicates. And we just couldn't stay in the building any longer. It was just getting unbearable. So because we were on a reduced summer schedule, it was easy enough to decide that was the end of our broadcast day, and so it was. Anyway, we hope you enjoyed the trip back into the past. If you have comments or suggestions about our podcast radio archives, you can email me at steve@lubetkincommunications.com. We produce all of our podcasts in our beautiful studios at Professional Podcasts. It's one of our Lubetkin media companies here in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. More information about us on the web at beingthemedia.com. I'd also like to remind you about my book with Donna Papacosta from Toronto, Canada. It's called The Business of Podcasting, How to Take Your Podcasting Passion from the Personal to the Professional. It's available on the Amazon Kindle and in trade paperback. More information at thebusinessofpodcasting.com. For all of us here at the Lubetkin Media Companies and Professional Podcasts, this is Steve Lubetkin, Podcast Steve on Twitter. You can follow me there. Thank you very much for joining us, and we will see you out there on the net. Take good care.